everybody. We are the Everyday Nerd Podcast. I'm Jocelyn, and that's Lou P over there. Say hey, Lou.
Hey, what's up?
All right, so we are going to talk about Crisis on Infinite Earth, the CW, Arrowverse. I know that there are tons of people who are following the Arrowverse, and this was huge. This is considered like Avengers Endgame kind of level on TV. Okay, that it's been huge. I mean, who would ever thought we'd ever see Crisis in a TV live action show?
I'll agree on that. I never thought we would see all these characters all together.
But it's working.
I mean, it's working.
Greg Berlanti, he's working. He's working it.
Doing the OT.
That's
like
right.
It.
So if you don't know what I'm talking about, CW Network, every year, I mean, you know, it all started with Arrow, with Stephen Amell, and they grew it with The Flash and Supergirl, Batwoman, Black Lightning. And, you know, year after year, they've been doing these crossovers around December where all the superheroes, all these characters from a different show, they come together. We've been teased a couple times and we've seen some, you know, we've seen the Hall of Justice or we've seen so many, you know, references to Batman and stuff. So with this crisis, they did not fool around. They did not fool around. So, with a couple things being said about this, this is a 5-day episode. So, what we got to see in December, we got to actually watch it starting with Supergirl. It went Supergirl, then, Batwoman, and then Flash, if I remember correctly.
You are correct.
Yes. Alright. So, we're gonna talk about what's been working, what, and some funny moments, and then where we can go next, because if you are familiar with just the original Crisis on Infinite Earth, Geoff Johns, right? He is the writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit, I don't read comics, but I listen. I'm an audio comic book listener.
There you go. Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
So I know the story of Crisis. But, okay, so, you know, from last year we picked up with the Monitor. So he's back. And throughout just the other episodes, Flash, Arrow, you know, the Monitor's been testing. He's been testing and Barry and Oliver, you know, they've been destined to die in a sense. So here we are now with the Arrow. And from the first episode, it's really now showing the different planets. The different planets are being destroyed. And, it's from the anti-Monitor and it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with, the whole aspect of Arrow with Oliver Queen, he's destined to die. He died. What did you think about him dying in the first episode?
It's like, whoa. Right,
I mean,
out of
they
the
didn't
shoot.
They did not fool
they,
around. I
exactly,
couldn't even believe
they ain't even
I couldn't even believe that death, because how did it build up? You know, he was fighting, and throughout this whole, you know, preparation for that, he kept fighting his destiny. And so now, you know, they have these shadow demons. Yeah. They're coming out and they're fighting, you know, and they're all on the roof and the Monitor's like, okay, it's time to pull back. But Oliver's, you know, he's just like, no, there's still more time.
Yeah, to save everybody.
Yeah.
That was
save,
his thing.
To save the people on Supergirl's Earth.
Yeah. So that's the thing, as Joss talked about, if you're unfamiliar with the CW shows, it all started with Arrow and
yes.
Oliver Queen. So for the first, you know, he is basically the foundation of
right.
what we now see. And for him to be killed, it's like, whoa.
On the first episode.
The first episode. You figured to be the last one, you know,
right.
heroic thing. No, he was killed in the first one. And it's like, wow. That
I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah, at first I go, okay, where's the little
right.
loophole? There's got to be
right.
a loophole. But no, they
killed him.
And I said, wow.
Yeah, and I listening to, I think it was one of the producers, they said, well, we knew he was going to die, so why wait? So we might
true.
As well get it over with.
<That's> true.
You know, I mean, that's what he pretty much said. And it's funny because I watch other reactors too, besides mine.
Yeah.
You know, I do mine, but when I was watching other reactors, everyone else was, you know, they're watching, they're like, okay, yeah, nothing's happening, but wait, did he just... What?
Yeah, the reaction, wait, he's not really dead, is he?
Oh, my God, this is it? this is it.
Because I think we were all preparing for that
right.
moment.
I thought
we think it'll be the fifth episode.
Right.
Seriously.
I thought it was going to be the climax. Like,
yeah, exactly. He does something heroic. And, yeah.
You know, like a big death.
He did do something heroic. That's
yeah.
the point. He did something heroic. And what I kind of like about how they did it was the fact, like you said, we're expecting it here. They did it right there.
Right.
And so you're now left to, oh, what now?
Right.
Seriously, the thought crosses your head like, what now?
Right.
What is going on with these people? What's going to go on now that Oliver Queen is
right.
dead?
And now before all that, we had Lila Michaels. She mm-hmm. has now become Harbinger.
Yes.
And so Harbinger, she's been sent by the Monitor to collect the heroes. So in that first episode with Supergirl, you know, the people who did show up, and as we're talking about, the different planets were dissipating.
Yes.
So, you know, we actually saw this TV, Superman and Lois
yes.
with the, oh gosh, what's the baby's name?
Oh, Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Yeah,
right.
Jonathan.
And his planet, I mean, they were in Argus.
Yeah, they were
Argus,
in Argus.
Planet of Argus.
Or Argo.
Argo, thank you.
Argo.
Yeah. And that planet was going to be destroyed, you know, by the Anti-Monitor.
Yeah.
And they gave us somewhat of a throwback,
exactly.
right? Where all of a sudden, Supergirl's mom, Aurora, I forgot her name. But, you know, she says, come with me. And there was only that one pod. And so they had to, you know, they had to say goodbye to him and send him off course. But it was also like, hey.
Kind of reminds you of something.
Right?
Yeah. And I think for Kal-El,
yeah.
he was like, okay, I'm kind of giving it back now.
Right.
You know, I was saved this way. I'm going to save my son this way
right.
too. So.
Right.
I mean, my whole thing was, wow, they're doing this, huh?
Yeah.
Again, my reaction, I did not know how to react to all this. I was like, wow, okay, they're doing this. All
yeah.
right, so let's launch them. We know what's going to happen. You're going to launch them, and you're going to be left.
Right, 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 so. Right, right. So, you know, so, and then she goes off, and she gets Sarah, the White Canary, and mm. Brandon Routh, who
yes.
is Adam, right?
Yes, and that's interesting with Brandon Routh.
Right,
go on, keep
right.
going.
So, you know, so she collected them. She got Oliver and Mia.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're wondering who's Mia, Mia is Oliver's future daughter.
Daughter from the future.
Daughter from the future.
So, yeah, it's,
just
come
watch,
on, it's comic.
Just
exactly.
watch the episode.
You gotta
just watch
keep
the
up.
Episode. But she's going to be the Green Arrow
yes.
coming forth. But and then you have those. Oh, she got Batwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she's like, what?
When she got Batwoman was, she was going to get some
yeah.
information she needs, and all of a sudden, boom, she's gone.
Yeah,
oh, she was mad.
And she was not, and the thing was funny that was her first crossover.
Oh, yeah.
Because
so,
she only knows her Earth. From last year, we went to Gotham City.
Yeah, they went to Gotham
and
City.
And so now she's being pulled out, and she's like, what the,
yeah.
what is this? And
for
so when she
guys.
Sees her, she just punches Lila.
I know.
That was pretty funny. But they end up in the DEU. DEU? Mm-hmm. DEO. Yeah, they end up in the DEO.
Yeah.
And that's when
in
Lila
Supergirl's
shows
universe,
right?
yeah.
Supergirl's universe in the conference room. And she shows them. She shows them, like, what's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, we need to get more heroes. We need to get more heroes. How are
yeah.
we going to do this? But what's also similar to what's in the comic, the towers. And, you know, there's these towers that the Monitor have, you know, in the Earth or the different planets that'll protect
yeah.
the Earth or something.
Different universes.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they had to protect that. But, you know, again, in that first episode, we lost Oliver. And then going on to the second piece. Oh, another thing is Pariah.
Mm-hmm.
So with Tom Cavanaugh, if you watch The Flash, he's been playing like different roles. And this season, he's been Nash.
Yeah.
He's like the Indiana Jones. Kind of like, I'm looking for it. But what's interesting is that why I call him Pariah is because on The Flash, he's been searching. But what he really did search for, and he opened the pathway to the Anti-Monitor.
Yes.
So when you find that, so he shows up when Oliver's about to die.
Yeah.
And he shows up and he finds out that, you know, I opened up the Anti-Monitor. And my penance is to watch all the worlds and all
yeah.
the deaths occur,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that sucks.
Yeah. Well, before we continue, there's something I really love to point out. When the episode first starts.
Which part?
The It all starts in the beginning. Mm-hmm. We see Ken Worrell, I think his name is, from the Batman movie. We see him.
Yes, the cameos. The cameos.
The cameo of Burt Ward.
Yes.
In another universe.
Yes.
These universes are getting destroyed.
Right.
But it's just interesting how they pulled all of these.
And who is that guy from the Batman movie?
Yeah, he was the first one.
Yeah.
So he was the reporter.
Right.
He was killed. And then Burt Ward. That's what.
Right.
And then Burt Ward did a signature Robin call, like holy, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Holy.
Yeah, like universe
fire.
Destroyer.
Yes.
So he was. You know, that was great. The cameos they did. And I know it's going to be in. It's probably episode 2 or 3, but they pulled the Birds of Prey.
Yes.
And that's what I love about this
whole
thing.
That was the third episode.
The third episode. So we're not jumping too ahead, but
no.
Just all the cameos. I'm trying to say how.
Because they showed different Earths.
Yeah, and I go, oh my God, it's the Huntress.
Yes.
And then she's talking to, I go, oh, and then I go, oh, well, you're gone.
Barbara Gordon, right?
And I go, oh, so much for that.
Isn't that the Oracle?
Yeah, Oracle. I go, well, you're gone now. But I was like, wow, they brought her back. And obviously we'll touch on the other cameos, but I just wanted the outer ones before we get to the major ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, the fact that you have multiple Earths means you can pull.
Yeah, that's what's so cool
from
about
all
that.
All these different characters. So
that
like when you
so
get
great about
so
that.
So when we got into the Batwoman episode,
right,
you know, we learned about the Paragons. And what are the Paragons? These are the seven Paragons who's going to help defeat the Anti-Monitor,
yes.
And that's what the Monitor's pulling together. So with who they've already assembled. Now, what's funny about that is before we even get to the Paragons, is Kal-El or with Clark and with Lois, they're like, well, wait, where's baby Jonathan? And and they said, Brainy, he says, oh, he's actually on a different Earth, in a different planet. We got to go after him.
So in the future of a different universe.
In the future of a different planet. And where they end up, it was Lois, Brainy, and Sarah, where they end up with another future Oliver Queen, a different bunker. But that's where he found baby Jonathan.
Yeah, that's
and,
cool.
But then it was interesting that Sarah, it was like a goodbye. It was a goodbye to her, for her to say to him, but also to tell that Oliver that, you know, you are a good man. It was this kind of reality for him was with Sarah never dying. Or no, with Sarah never living.
Living,
past the gambit. You
exactly.
know, so it was really cool because you always got to see with the different goodbyes. Now, this was their goodbye. The why I bring back baby Jonathan was because when we're talking about the seven Paragons, you know, and it was, I think it was so funny with these shows, with these Arrowverse shows, is that they always instill the comedic timings in it.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, whatchamacallit, hold on. So what was really funny about it was when the Monitor was giving his speech and Lois was holding baby Jonathan. And he says, this time, I have called upon you. And she's like, oh, sorry. And then she passed the baby to Clark. And he's like, we need to talk about the seven Paragons. And then the baby would keep crying and it would just keep passing along. And it would end up with Mick, you know, with Heat Wave. And what's also funny, you know, with when I mentioned Heat Wave, when we talk about the legends, you know, they are on the Wave Runner.
Yes.
Right? And who's the voice of Gideon?
Oh.
Remember?
Who is the voice of Gideon? Oh, it's bugging
me. It's a cameo.
Yeah, I know. It was a
Snart.
That's
Captain Cold.
Yes, Captain Cold came. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Voice of Gideon, that is right.
But it was so funny because, and so they talk about the different Paragons, how there's Paragon of Hope, who's Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
There's supposed to be a Paragon of the future Bat or something, or Courage, which we find out later. Sarah is the future, the Paragon of Destiny.
Yes.
But in order to find a future Bat, they have to find actually these other heroes. And so they were charged with finding, you know, another Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And
because the Clark Kent they saved didn't have any powers?
Well, he wasn't, it wasn't that Superman that they needed.
Okay.
It had to do with the Paragon of Truth.
That's right. All right.
Now, all in all, as they had that, we have to remember that in the last episode, or if you did see the end of Supergirl from last episode, the Lex Luthor had died.
Yes.
But the Monitor saved him.
Yeah.
The Monitor saved Lex Luthor, who is being played by John Cryer, by the way.
Good.
And he let's just talk about John Cryer. What do you think about him as Lex Luthor?
Does a great job. He does an excellent job.
He's awesome.
He does a great job.
He's
and
awesome.
He's a great actor, so it's like, okay.
Oh,
I mean, they
gosh.
Pulled John Cryer. I said, okay, that's a good actor.
He's a really good Lex Luthor.
He plays Lex so well. The cynicism, his evil plot. And, like, when he's doing insane plots, you feel that, no, he's being serious.
Right.
And he thinks he's doing justice.
Right.
He thinks he's helping. He thinks he's doing what's best for man and society
by
doing all the stuff he's doing.
Right.
So that's incredible.
Right.
He does it well.
But
I love John
Cryer. He has a Superman complex.
Yes, he does.
He's like,
he very much does.
But, you know, so we have Lex Luthor involved in all of this, but he's just being kind of held right now. But he had a purpose, as the Monitor says. He also has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Clark, Lois, and Iris going out to look for this other Superman, and then you have Batwoman, Kate Kane, and Kara looking for Batman.
Another Batman.
This
is interesting because, to my knowledge, whenever it came to Batman or Bruce Wayne, they would talk about his name, they would mention him, but you would never see anybody actually be Batman on the TV screen lately. I'm not talking like the old TV shows or anything, but lately you've never. And that's what I kind of like, the mysterious, you know, the mystery of Bruce Wayne, you know, that making him really mysterious. And in the Batwoman show, they're making him really mysterious. Like, whoa, you know, my cousin and this and that. But you could tell elements are being fed to us that, this is what he does. So that's cool.
Yeah.
So, we get to see Batman.
Right. And so who's Batman? They have gotten Kevin Conroy.
Excellent. I mean, here's the thing. For all of you folks who watch Batman in the animated series.
Yep. You know the voice.
If you were to close your eyes.
You would hear Batman.
And listen to the episode, that's Batman.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's great. Just hearing that voice. And it's like, I admit, I go, yeah, it worked for me. It took, because, you know, initially I go, well, he's a voice actor, you know. I know
but
his voice
worked.
Is awesome. But, yeah. Exactly. It totally worked how they had
set them
up.
And that was an older Batman. And what they showed was this Batman, this Bruce, has become very cynical.
Oh, yeah.
He's just this grumpy old man now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got in this major fight with Superman where he pretty much destroyed, I think, Superman.
Yeah, but his body took a lot, too.
He took a lot of beating because now he's wearing
he's wearing
device.
The bat armor kind of to keep him steady.
Right. But, you know, and he wasn't thrilled that Kara was there.
Well, no, when he sees a Kryptonian, it's like it triggered him.
Right.
Which is kind of interesting. It's kind of like, you know, the whole, you know, just a subtle little tone on racism a little bit, prejudging. Just a little.
But I wonder if it's because maybe all the battles he's been through?
Yeah, well, a Kryptonian. It's a Kryptonian, and he thinks Kryptonians are evil. This Batman. Not all of them. Just this one in particular. And I kind of, and the fact that he's even telling Kate that, you know, he killed you, you know, Superman killed you and all this and that. It's like, okay, interesting. And how he's prejudging Kara.
Right.
You know, Kara. So. Uh-huh. What's a prejudiced person? See, so that's what I'm saying. It's just a little undertone. You know, it's not like it's in your face, which is what I like. But it's a little undertone that, hey, I don't like Kryptonians. Kind of like saying you don't like X.
Right.
That's just my
thing.
But great scene, though.
No, it
great
is.
Great scene.
But then you realize who is the Bat of the future.
Who is the real Bat? Because they thought they had to find Batman.
A Batman.
But no, it turns out.
It was her.
It was her the whole time.
The paragon of courage.
Yes.
So here is, when we talked about, you know, the Superman, it's because they had to find the one who has suffered great loss.
Okay, so who do we see?
But also at the same time, when we talked about the purpose of Lex Luthor, Lex Luthor has the Book of Destiny.
And he's going around knocking off all these Supermen.
And he wants to kill all
the Supermen.
So, you know, there's that teaser where, they were in this one Earth, and you see this one Superman died, like their doppelganger.
Mm-hmm.
And then they traveled right? They traveled to Smallville.
Yes.
And that was just like, oh, and it was so cool. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh. And there we actually got to see another cameo, Tom Welling.
Tom Welling.
And and what's cool about that, he's like, nah, I'm not into that.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Just interesting how, and then Lex, John Pryor, Lex.
Right.
He's playing Lex Luthor so good. It's like, wait, you gave it up?
Yeah, well, he said, at first it's like, I'm here, I'm Lex Luthor.
And he's like,
what's funny is they say, Lex is trying to kill you. And he's like, the president?
Yeah, no, Lex Luthor's trying to kill you.
So I guess it's like, oh, okay,
in that universe, Lex Luthor's president trying to kill you.
Yeah, but what's funny is that he shows up, John Cryer shows up, or Lex shows up, and also he shows him the kryptonite. And he takes it, and he throws it. Yeah. He's like, what? He's like, well, yeah, if I had powers, but I don't have powers. He's like, you gave it up.
Yeah.
It's like, you're a god.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's why I say he has the Superman complex.
Exactly.
Because he wants that.
See, Lex is totally jealous of Clark or Superman. The fact that Superman is literally a god.
Yeah.
That's where he portrays him as a god. And that's why Lex is always trying to chase the god type of thing.
Yeah.
But that scene was incredible because, he's like, you gave it up, and he's like, why? Then he steps on the toy.
Right.
And he realizes why. He
goes, because there's a family.
He's like, really? You gave it up for that? And he tries to, it's just incredible.
Yeah, he tried to, hurt him, but, he's like, nope.
And he hit him back. He's like, now, let me ask you this. So, I guess that would be Lana Lang? No.
No, that is Lois.
That is Lois then.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Erica Durant.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I did not watch Smallville.
You've never watched Smallville?
I know. Bad host. People tell me it's a great show. I need to see it.
You never watch Smallville?
But that's what I was wondering. Was she the original Lois Lane then?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know somebody else played Lana Lang. So that's why not Lana Lang. So.
Lana Lang's Kristen Kirk.
Yeah. See, that's why I go, wait, that's not Lana Lang.
Yeah. That's Lois.
So it was the original person who played Lois. That's great.
Yeah. And so with the CW, she played dual roles.
Oh, okay.
She was Supergirl's mom.
Oh, okay.
And she was Lois.
Oh, I did not realize that. Okay, okay.
But she died.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So
here we are.
Oh, there you go.
But that's not the Superman who has a great loss.
Now, Iris is looking for a Superman, right?
Right. And so then they went up, and then they went to the Daily Planet.
In this one
universe.
And
that's when Brandon Routh.
Is back. Routh. Oh, wait, wasn't he?
And so he was the Superman of our movies,
In the movie,
Right? What was it? It was Superman what?
Returns, I think.
Superman
if I'm
Returns.
Not mistaken. Okay. Well, somebody's going to tell us.
Yes.
Somebody will tell
us. Yes. But what's cool is that he shows up at Clark and he sees Lois, and they had the John Williams Superman the love song.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Come up and you could just it was just so cute. It was so funny.
Yeah.
But then listening, to his loss, it was because I guess there was a major destruction or something and he lost his family. He lost everything. Mm-hmm. But that's when Lex shows up with the Book of Destiny.
Yeah.
And then you actually saw Brandon Routh as Superman.
Superman, yeah.
That was pretty cool to see him back into character.
He explained why his S was different, didn't he?
Why?
I don't know. I was asking you because I thought his S is like black trimmed or something like that.
Oh, I forgot.
He explained it to somebody.
Did, but I forgot what it was about. I don't know.
I think it was to symbolize the losses he had.
I think
it's
so. I think you're right.
Again, somebody's probably typing it in
right
now.
You're right about that.
But
the battle, that was cool to see the two Supermans. I thought that was a way better battle than last year when they did, when Tyler, he was playing both the black... the black suit Superman.
Oh, yeah,
and him.
Yeah. I know what you're
but
talking
this
about.
Time it was just these two Supermans
actual
going
Superman,
at it.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It was good. It was a good battle. I liked it.
Yeah.
Definitely
but I mean, the fact that now they have the different Supermans, so now they're collecting it. They go back there. And I think it was just more of a preparation and stuff. I can't remember if anything from that Batwoman episode from the second one.
Was that that was the Flash episode.
In the Flash episode.
They had to get the human.
They had to get who?
Human Paragon, the Asian professor.
Oh, yes, with Choi.
Yeah, they got him.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that was the, wasn't that the Flash episode, right?
Yeah, because then, whatchamacallit, so now Brandon is playing how many characters?
He's playing at least two.
He's playing two.
So you don't see Adam or that Superman in the same room together.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
they're not in the same room.
But what's so funny is that when Kara comes back to the ship and she sees, you know, Ben as Clark, she's like, oh, what's his name? Just in general, I forgot.
Palmer, right?
Yeah, Palmer. Oh, Palmer, you've gotten quite big.
Yeah, because he's like worked out now.
Like, oh. And then you see the other Clark going, Kara, no, that's your
cousin. That's like your cousin.
That's your cousin. She's like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's right. He's like, no, hey, no, not this guy. No, no, no.
That's your cousin.
Yeah, we'll have a whole different universe going on that one.
It's like, oh man. No, but it was pretty funny though.
Yeah.
But you know, and but also like what I noticed just from that itself, what we started to see was more of a dialogue between Kate and Kara, so Batwoman and Supergirl, and their friendship. They start to talk more with each other because this was all new to Kate, just being a super. She said, I just recently became a vigilante. And
yeah.
Here I am.
With involved, all these heavy hitters.
You know, it's
and
like,
we're
who
talking
am I?
Universe. She, her whole thing is, look, I'm just trying to stop my sister in Gotham City. Now you're talking about saving not only
the world,
but
planets.
Not only my universe, but other universes
completely. Right. It was,
you know,
so
that's mind blowing. Yeah. And I could kind of feel for her there. I was kind of feeling for her like, wow, and now I'm a paragon?
Right, what
the heck?
You know, she's the paragon of. Is it courage? Paragon of courage.
Yeah, and it's like, look, I'm the example I had with Bruce, and he's trying to kill you, and so
but
that's
she kept a little bit of kryptonite.
Because he gave it to her.
Right.
Excuse me. And she explained, but she showed her. She goes, look, he gave this to me, type of thing. Where, and then that's why Kara kind of goes, what are you doing with kryptonite? And she told her, you know, the Bruce that we saw gave this to me because he wouldn't trust you. So I like the fact that, and this goes back to also Superman and Batman, how there was a comic, you know, series and also a video of how Batman knew everybody's weaknesses and how obviously he had kryptonite and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And how Superman told him, you know, hey, you know, when they all found out, they all got mad at Batman, of course. But Superman basically said, you know what? You keep that. You never know if I'll go rogue, which was good. Because Batman's whole reason was, the reason why I have all this game plan on all you guys, in case any of you go rogue. Because remember, let's not forget, Batman is a regular guy.
He's a regular guy with toys.
Everybody else is a metahuman, I guess, in this metahuman.
Billionaire with toys.
Yeah, so he has to protect in a human way. So thus, he created all that. So that was cool how Supergirl and Batwoman there kind of did the same thing. Yeah. She just goes, you know what? No, you keep it.
Well, that's also when
it's all about trust, too.
Right. It's also interesting how they developed that relationship, because I also saw the parallel where it was usually Oliver and Barry having that bond and just talking things out.
Exactly.
Now it's the ladies, you know, who are doing the same thing. So I thought that was pretty cool having those two together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was cool. But when you're going down to the Flash episode, and like with the Flash episode, they you know, now it's the premise that Barry's supposed to vanish in the newspaper article.
Well,
right?
It says the
Flash is missing.
Is missing.
Right?
Let's get that straight.
So now they're off looking for, they found with Cisco, they found the center of where all the energies happen. And it had just all that stuff happens to be in Central City.
Yep.
Wow, it's right under your nose this whole time. Under Star Labs.
It's like, you know what I mean?
Look at that. And so who they find in there, they actually find the Flash.
Yes.
But the Flash from Earth 91 or Earth 92. And he's been on that treadmill this whole time.
Yeah.
And if he's not on it, there's a failsafe that, you know, that tower or whatever is going to blow.
Will blow up.
But as that's happening, who shows up but Black Lightning?
Yes.
Do you watch Black Lightning?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
You know, I'm getting into it a little bit.
So I still have to catch up. But as he shows up, he's like, what am I doing here? And we find out his Earth has been destroyed. His family's been destroyed. He's like, what? So, you know, between Barry and Black Lightning, now and it's so cool because, you know, they see each other as a threat at first. So you see them with that lightning That was pretty cool. But now, you know, with Barry, he said, you know, my time has now come. I need to now do this.
He figures this is what it's
about.
Yeah.
But the other Flash is like, no, you know, it's my turn. They didn't say which Flash has to die, so you're not doing it. And he's actually stole his power.
Yeah, he goes, the little trick I learned.
Yeah, so, the little trick I learned, power, I stole
so
his power.
So Barry couldn't do it. The right. Barry that we know couldn't do anything.
So, but do you still think he's going to go missing? That's the question.
Here's the thing.
What do you think?
You mean the one that did go missing?
Well, that one we saw goodbye to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean the Barry
one from
Allen
the 90s.
We,
yeah.
And see, let's touch on that.
Okay.
It was the perfect way for him to say goodbye to his fans. Because if you think about that Flash show in the 90s, it didn't get the proper ending.
Okay.
See? So that's what they're saying, how that, what the Flash did, that Flash did, was his proper ending and how it ended with the logo and everything. It was kind of a tribute to the Flash of the 90s, how they could finally say goodbye to that Flash, and they kind of ended it that way, which was perfect. Now, if we're talking about the current Barry Allen that we see, he's got to stick around.
Well,
logically speaking, but I think there will always be that, hey, you know, another article may come out that he may disappear again or something. Maybe.
I don't know.
I think he's locked in. He's locked in after the sacrifice the other Flash made. I think the Barry Allen that we know, I think he's locked in.
Well, that's why I kind of want to see that article again to say, you know, Flash is missing. Like, okay, that one. But
he's missing, yeah.
I just feel that, I don't know. I just think that something else is going to happen. But I kind of wonder. I kind of wonder if there's another way he's going to be vanished.
Could be. Yeah, I mean, I honestly thought he was gone after Flashpoint. I honestly thought was gone. But the show's back. Well, how are you going to have the Flash without the Flash?
Right. But also, why I'm thinking, also in actually Crisis, what happens is that the Flash does go missing and Wally West becomes a new Flash.
Exactly. So we have a new person.
Right.
Need a
so Flash. That's why I'm like, I wonder, you know, that's just me kind of thinking, like, kind of foreshadowing, like, I wonder.
They could probably bring Wally in again and then have, you know, they could probably do it.
We'll see. So we'll see. But
yeah, so it turns out that Barry Allen is still, the Barry Allen we all see is back.
Right. And Ryan Choi.
Yes.
His name is Ryan Choi.
Mm-hmm.
And so they finally got him, convinced him, because he's just a student or a professor.
Yeah, he's just a regular guy, and he's like, I want to spend time with him. Which I'm with him.
Right, he wants to be with family, but it's like to save the world. So they got all the paragons up there, find out who are all the seven paragons. So we actually find out that Barry is a paragon of love, Martian Manhunter, which I'm really, really happy about, but he is a paragon of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
We have Sarah, paragon of destiny. Kara is the paragon of hope. Batwoman's paragon of courage. Superman, Brandon Rich Superman, is a paragon of truth. Who am I missing? Hold on. Wait a minute.
Not all of them?
There's seven. I'm missing one. I said Sarah's destiny. Oh, and Batwoman is
courage.
Didn't I say that?
You might have. Again, somebody
Someone will say something. Ryan. Yeah. Oh, no. Ryan Choi is the paragon of humanity.
Oh, okay. He represents humanity.
So they finally get together, you know, and now they're on this ship, Wave Runner.
Because basically universes are gone now.
Right. So they're thinking now that they saved the Earth. But Lila shows back because she went missing. And John Diggle now shows up because I don't know how he shows up, but he's on this ship. And he's upset at Sarah because nobody told him. He said, you know, when Oliver died, he said, I should have been there when Oliver died.
Yeah, he was
right. And so now his wife's been missing. So now she shows up and she's like, hey. He's like, hey, how are you? Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on? And Barry's like, wait a minute. Yeah. Pariah is here. And it's like Pariah only shows up when death is about to occur.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Lila Harbinger is the anti-monitor. So she's been possessed by the anti-monitor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and according in the comics is actually Lila who kills the monitor.
Okay.
So the monitor's gone, the anti-monitor, and the monitor tells Pariah, you will know at the last minute what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And at that last minute, Pariah says, I know what I'm going to do. So he takes all seven paragons and he puts them into this pocket dimension where there's like time and space.
Yeah.
Time and space.
Mm-hmm.
They use that in the Legends episode. And but you see the rest. You see Iris. You see the other Superman. You see all of them just.
They're dissolved.
They're all dissolved.
Kind of like
all
the snap.
The Earth. Yeah, it's
like
the snap.
That. It's the snap.
It's the snap.
It's the blip.
Right, the blip.
And so, it's DC's blip.
So they're all gone. And so now it's like, all right, what's going to be happening? And so now they're in space, and then something happens to Superman, right?
Yeah, suddenly
like something
Supes is like going, yeah.
And who is it? It's actually Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
So Luthor. Lex took a page from Destiny. He wrote himself as the Paragon of Truth. How ironic is that?
Yeah.
And so now they're there. So
that's where we're at now.
Right. But one big thing that they threw is with Oliver. While all this is happening, Mia, Barry, they did not want to give up on losing Oliver. They went to the depths and they got Constantine to try and get him back
Lazarus pit.
With the Lazarus pits, that didn't work. And then the souls, so they went to see Lucifer. And I know people are going to be like, yeah, Jocelyn, you didn't even put him on your reaction show. I said, I'm so sorry. I never saw Lucifer. But it was a big deal.
Oh,
so that
great show.
It's okay. A great show. I don't know.
I like him.
Yeah, I never saw him. But, you know, they went to Purgatory.
Yeah.
Which is Leanne Yu again.
Shocking.
And they, you know.
Shocking is Leanne
right,
Yu.
Right. But they found Oliver's soul there. And he's in purgatory, but then at the last minute, what's his name? John Kerrigan, right?
Yes.
Is that his name?
I believe so, yes.
Is it John Kerrigan?
Are we talking about...
The Spectre.
Yes, him.
Is it John Kerrigan?
I'm not sure. Somebody's writing it right now. Right. Somebody's writing it in on the comments right now.
He shows up at the last minute.
Yeah.
It's like, wait. It's like, I used to be a police officer, his backstory, and then I was this being, but it's now my time to pass it on to somebody else, because the Spectre needs a host.
Yep.
It needs a human host. And Oliver is like, look, your job is to save humanity. This is what you're meant to do. Mm-hmm. And so instead of going back with Diggle and Mia, he says, I'm sorry, I can't go with you.
Yeah.
And I think now Oliver's going to be the Spectre.
See, yes, he did become the new Spectre.
So thus
the Oliver Queen death is kind of moved to the heroic way of him going out.
Now he's going to be eternal.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, of course, you know, in the Arrow episode, or the episode in Supergirl where we see Oliver Queen die, we kind of also had the big hint when he gave his future daughter the Green Arrow outfit. Like, it's like a designated outfit.
Yeah.
And he gave it to her. And she's like, well, why are you giving this to me? So that's kind of like the total passing of the torch. He knew.
Right.
So he was planning to do what he did in that episode. Thus, it's how we were all reacting. Now, oh my God, he's dead. But then we see him again, but technically it's not him, but yet we see him. But then finally we do see him, and now he's gone his way.
Well, I think it's going to be really cool, because I started reading up on the Spectre, and like, what is the Spectre's role in the Crisis? So I'm like, oh, okay.
There you go. I think we haven't seen the very last of Oliver Queen.
No, I don't think so, because I think what's going to happen, I think my prediction, when they do come back, is there's going to be a major battle between the Spectre and the Anti-Monitor.
I think so, too.
That's going to be really cool.
I think that's where, I was kind of leaning that route, too.
But, I mean, they got two episodes left, so they're coming back January 14th.
Okay.
It's actually going to be one night, so it's going to be a two-hour episode.
Okay.
So it's going to be an 8 and a 9 o'clock, and they're going to finish it off there. And then we're going to figure out, what are they going to do with the other shows? How do you get it back?
It's interesting, yeah. So we'll see what happens there. But being that this is the Arrow versus Big, well, now they might have to change that name, but the Arrow versus Big crossover event. So far, it's been really good.
Oh, no, I'm surprised.
It's been very good.
I mean, it's been really good. I mean, it's been very entertaining.
They pulled out most of the stops, and they went to where folks, oh, wow. A lot of people were able to say, oh, wow, watching any of that. They were able to say, oh, wow.
Yeah, so. And I know when I was watching like some of the shows, they said there's more surprises to come.
Oh,
so I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it got emotional from time to time there.
Definitely.
So I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, I guess
God.
We got to wait till January.
I guess so. But, yes, that is our crisis, podcast to where we are from these last three episodes. We're going to get back together again. We find out what the final two is. But I think that's good. So a little housekeeping there. All right, so you can find us on our Facebook page, Everything Nerd Podcast, the Everyday Nerd Podcast, as well as our webpage, The Everyday Nerd Podcast. And so check us out there, and we will see you again. Bye.
Bye.